But if you were riding a horse, what would you guide him with? What do you put your feet in to get up on the horse's back? If you have two horses, the one that walks in the furrow as you're plowing, what is called what? Mm-hmm. Usually he's on the left.
I don't know, lead him.
The lead horse. You were telling me yesterday that you grew a lot of wheat and corn. Well, when you tied the wheat up into a bundle.
Shocks, they call them. Bundle and make the shock.
And how did you put your wheat in a particular container to take it to market? And a type of basket? How would you measure?
Oh, they had it thrashed and then put it in bags and stored it that way.
Mm-hmm. And if I went out to a farm to buy a large amount of corn and they would put it in a particular type of basket, what would that basket be called? A type of measurement.
Bushel, maybe.
What kind of bread did you make out of corn that you had on the farm?
Cornbread. I had it, but damn, I don't should be like
it. Did you ever call cornbread by any other name?
Have what?
Did you call it by any name other than just cornbread?
Well, I have muffins and corn patties and cornbread. That's about all I know. Oh, egg bread, too, is made cornbread.
Well, the two kinds of breads, depending on where it's made, what are the two places that if you buy it, it's called what kind of bread?
Loaf bread.
Okay.
And, light bread.
Okay. And if you make it yourself, it's what?
Raised bread, I guess.
Okay, or homemade.
Homemade, yeah. I like homemade bread. I don't make any now, but I sure do like it.
I can't make any kind of bread. I made biscuits from scratch one time, and they were so terrible. We had to throw them away. Even the dog wouldn't eat them.
Well, I can give you a recipe, and you can't fail.
What kind of sweet bread is it that's made with in a deep fat fryer with a hole in the center of it?
Donut.
You know about any other name? When you killed hogs and you made the bacon, and the outside of the bacon was called what?
Skin.
When the cows were milked, what was the first thing you had to do to the milk after?
Strain it.
And when you strained it, what were you separating?
That didn't separate the cream. Mm-hmm.
But it take the separate the milk from what? The foam?
Yeah,
on top of the milk. Mm-hmm. What would you call a sweet liquid that you would pour over a pudding?
Salt.
Is it? Have you ever heard some people call food by any other name?
Vittles.
Um,